Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, we were taught that we always need to be very careful of any close relationship with a person of the opposite sex. Let's continue with that thought today. Just know, if you repent and ask God for forgiveness, as well as those that you've sinned against and with, Acts 10:15 and 11:9 says, what God has cleansed, don't call it common. Don't call it unclean. He says, and the voice spake unto him again the second time, what God has cleansed, call it thou not common. But the voice answered me again from heaven, what God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. God did that three times with Peter. If you have a spouse that you think is running around, ask God to make the relationship and the person repulsive to them. At the same time, praying for their soul. And then, if you've had a relationship with somebody else, you know what? You're willing to sin with them. Use your spouse, but recontact them to try to lead them to Christ. You led them to sin, why not lead them to Christ if they're not saved? Spouses, you've cheated that husband, that wife, may want to have details. You're not willing to share details. What you won't share is what's unforgiven. Nobody can forgive until they know what they're forgiving. Some will say, well, everybody does bad things. Can you imagine Theodore Bundy in court before he's sentenced to death, saying, after he killed all those people, saying, well, judge, we've all done bad things. I mean, isn't that ignorant? That's terrible. Treat your spouse better than you ever treated them. Don't get to the point where you have to work yourself up for your spouse when you're with them. Respond freely. Respond at the first call. Don't get defensive. Rather, seek to rebuild your relationship. The sin is under the blood. Let Satan know it, because he'll throw it back at you. Don't live in guilt. Guilt will come from Satan, especially if you've been divorced wrongly, forsaken, whatever. Confess it to God, accept His forgiveness, and go on and build a right home life and family. There are a lot of children that know the hurt of parents breaking up. They need security of home that is stable. And if the home is already broken up, they need the security of one that walks with God and is true to the Word. Now, I would warn, if there's still feelings for a person, if they cut it off, or just feelings, I hate to tell you, but you're still that status of slut. So seek God daily to take it from you. And by the way, I found in ministry that those who left to marry that other person, most of the time, find that after infatuation wears off, that because they cheated with them, now, they're wondering if that new spouse is cheating on them. You know, that's one I cheated with. He cheated on his wife. She cheated on her husband. Now, are they cheating? Now, let me again say, gossip about the subject has hurt many of people. It hurts the children. It hurts families. And a lot of stuff that gets said, most times, just not true. Might have truth, part of the truth. But there better be a good reason for saying it, or you're just sowing discord, and you're abominable to God. And it ends with people having a wounded spirit, children, who suddenly turn on God because of the way God's people, not just that they lost their home, but because of the way God's people treated them, talked, and acted. You cheat on your spouse, realize that your children may never respect you again. Is he worth it? Whoever you cheated with, is she worth it? But you get right. I want to reemphasize what God has cleansed. Call it not common nor unclean. Now, listen to me, just finishing up here. Some of you need to make things right with others. Perhaps your gossip, using hearsay, somebody's accusations on Facebook or whatever. Some seek help to let go of guilt, but not entertain any positive thought of the person and the relationship. And you're fighting that, but you're not praying for their soul to get saved. As I said, you may need to, with your spouse, call a person to apologize for your part. Do it in front of your spouse. Tell them that at the moment that you thought was great, the regret has far outweighed what you thought was great. And secondly, the fulfillment with your spouse is greater than the fun you had with them. But then make sure that you witness the gospel, make sure they're saved. And then, if you think your husband or your wife is in a relationship with someone else, just ask God to make that repulsive. Make them repulsive to each other. I have seen people that have just really gone that way so much that I believe God killed them. One man was so jealous that he prayed that God would kill. I believe this was up in Wisconsin. If I got it right, it wasn't my church or somebody else's church, but prayed for God to kill. And the person died within a couple weeks. And you know, to me, I don't know if God was answering his prayer or not, but here's what I'm saying is this. These are sins that leave deep scars. And wounds the spirit to the point that it is a limping, wounded spirit. So wherever you are right now, if you're not sure that you're saved, understand again, your relationship with Christ should have the commitment that a marriage should have. Your marriage is to be a picture of the relationship with Christ, not vice versa. Make sure you're saved. Secondly, confess it all to God. Make it right with whomever you need to make right. Just like the publican said, to whom I've wronged, I restore to him fourfold. Make things right. Make them right with others. Make them right with the things that ones you've hurt. And then believe God. What God has cleansed, call it not common nor unclean. You're as pure as the new-driven snow when you've been washed by the blood. We know by 1 John 1:7, which is addressed to Christians, that says, "And the blood of Jesus Christ, that is the blood of his Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness, cleanses us from all sin." Let's finish this series now with prayer. Father, There may be someone out there today that has followed this series, and they've been living with guilt. There's no joy in their life. They're hurting. They're hurting perhaps maybe because a spouse has hurted them. Maybe they're hurting because they've been doing the hurting. Maybe they've lost their family. I don't know. But Lord, minister to those hearts today that they repent. Do what you tell them to do, that they'll make things right with others, right with God, especially if they make things right with you, and that you would cleanse them. And let them know beyond any shadow of doubt, they're cleansed. No longer that womanizer, no longer that slut, no longer that harlot, no longer whatever it may be. And all people won't forget it. People will still hold it. But you'll forget it and you'll cleanse them from it as far as east is from the west and will not remember it anymore. Lord, we've done this series because, unfortunately, many of these things have entered local churches across this country. We, instead of using men's books and men's ideas and philosophies, we've just stuck to the Bible. And your word is true, and your word is pure. Lord, I pray there'll be people making this commitment right now. Saying, Father, forgive me. And help me to, and direct me through your word to do what I need to do to make things right with my spouse, my friends, others. But not only that, Lord, use me to bring others to you. The devil has defeated much in me. Now I want to defeat much in him. Use me. Use me this day. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, my friend, God's spoken to your heart through this series. Would you write us and let us know? We've had several that made comments on the Sunday sermons through our internet, but you can make comments as well. We'd love to hear from you and let us know that God has used this series in your life to help you to know forgiveness, maybe to make things right, maybe to lead a soul to Christ, maybe to be warned, maybe to be called back. But whatever it is, we'd love to hear from you. You can make a letter anonymous and send it to us. That's fine. We just want to know that it helped. And I trust that you'll tell others about this series that you think it may help and direct them to our website. Our announcer will give you the website here in just a few moments. And they can go and listen to some of these things that have been said here. And we want to help people. We want them to be right with God. Well, I want to thank you today for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask others to listen because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible.